When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 93 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hey, hope everybody's had a great week. It's been a good week here around the Wilson household. My wife's had a really good week. This is the week that she kind of, you know, gets through that shot and has gained her energy back and feels pretty good. And so we get geared up. This thing will come out on Thursday morning, and we go back into the hospital for round three on Friday. So you guys appreciate all your thoughts and prayers for us as we go back in and get through round three. I really appreciate, again, everybody that's listened and that's, made comments and reached out. So thank you all so much. So that's the update for this week. We are moving along, and the reports have been good. And so we are working hard to keep our minds in the right place and use these tools that that I bring to you each and every week. So again, just thanks, and thanks for continuing to rate. Thanks for continuing to review the podcast as well. I think I mentioned last month, I mean, the downloads have really been off the charts. So again, thank you so much for that. So I want to talk about this week. You know, who is or do you have a personal board of directors? And I've had this concept, you've probably heard this concept, some people call it kind of like your starting five, or, you know, your closest circle of friends. But I kind of like the way that it was couched here with your personal board of directors. And I'm taking some of this information from the book Hard Pivot by Apollo Ono. If you've got that, it's a really good book, but it also really talks about a lot of the concepts and tools that we have here on the podcast. And in chapter two, actually, he talks about, you know, your starting five, and then he talks about having a personal board of directors, and what would that or could that look like for you in your life. And, you know, you've probably heard the saying, if you've got 3 to 5 friends, you know, on with you or surrounded by you by the time you die, that's a heck of a life. And this kind of goes in that same vein, right? It's who are those people that you consider in your life that are close to you, but that also can help up-level or uplift you, that also is not afraid to challenge you, that also can help inspire you and help motivate you. Who are those people? Or have you allowed yourself to be surrounded by people that don't lift you up, that in fact bring you down, that don't bring out the best version of you on a daily basis? It's kind of like when you're growing up, you always hear, you know, make sure you're not running with the wrong crowd. Well, once you get older, a lot of that's still true, right? You want to make sure that the crowd that you have yourself surrounded with are ones that really help you. You know, Jim Rohn is the one who kind of coined the phrase or said that, you know, each of us is the average of the 5 people that we spend the most time with. And there's probably a lot of truth in that, right? People who surround themselves with ambitious friends are more likely to pursue ambitions of their own. And artists are more likely to, right, be more artistic if they surround themselves with people who are in that type of craft. So, you know, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to surround yourself with people who have an entrepreneurial spirit. If you want to be positive, you surround yourself with people who are positive. You want to make money, you surround yourself with people who have and know how to make money. You don't surround yourself with the people who are always broke, or who are the people that are always in debt, or the people that are always being needy. Right? That's not what you do. You want to be more confident? You surround yourself with confident people. You don't surround yourself with people who lack that inherent self-confidence, who don't want to pursue being the most confident that they can be each and every day. You just want to stay away from those people, right? I mean, it makes a lot of sense, but for some of us, and for some of you, you've allowed yourself to fall in that trap. If you are a hiring manager, right? If you're in a hiring position, if you own your own business, why in the world would you want to surround yourself with people who bring you down or who bring your business down? You say, well, it's a tough economy out there. People don't want to work. Okay, then wait. You know, wait till you can hire the right person. You would rather hire, I was working with a guy last week who hired someone that he knew within a day or two he shouldn't have hired. And he had to go through the process of a month and a half of finally that person figured out that they didn't need to be there. A lot of wasted time, a lot of wasted energy. Would have been better off just figuring that out himself for a month or two, or waiting on the person that fits the culture, right? That fits the brand. So make sure you're not surrounding yourself with negative people, people that, you know, don't want to just uplift you in your life. And, you know, folks, for some of you, that could be family members. I mean, if you've got family members that bring you down, you want to distance yourself some from those family members. You do not want to allow that negativity and that toxicity to continue to stay in your life. So just remember that. You want to build yourself and surround yourself with the best possible team that you can. Now, how do you go about some of this? Well, you know, we've talked before with relationships about a want match. Well, what I want you to think about this week is actually going through and doing a want match for your board of directors, for your personal board of directors, the 4, 5, 6 people that you want to surround yourself with each and every day. You could call it a pros and cons list. You could call it a positive qualities, challenging qualities list. Whatever that list you want to make up, I love the thought about want list. What do I want? And then what do I not want? So I don't care what you name it, but I do want you to take some time, especially if you can't name your 4 or 5 or the ones that are you would consider your go-to people each and every day, each and every week. Take some time to write out some of these qualities. So what could they look like? He actually gives an example. If you have this book, it's on page 26 and 27. Some positive qualities: being kind, humble, intelligent, generous, grounded, an appreciation of nature, love of animals, family-oriented, positive outlook, strong personal values, you know, and you could add to that, knows how to manage money, drives a nice car, lives in a great house, lives in a tiny house, you know. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be, you know, this whole kind of obsessive with wealth or that kind of thing. But it could be that they live in a great tiny house, and that's something that resonates with you and somebody that you want to align yourself with, right? So some challenging qualities. What are some of those that you might want to steer away from? And you start seeing this in people. It doesn't mean that you can't love the people, you can't like the people. They're just not invited to be your board of directors. Remember, on a board, those board of directors are invited to be there because of the qualities that they possess. That's why people are on boards of directors, right? When you think about a starting five and you're the head coach, you put the lineup out on the court, right? You get to decide who those starting five are. So you get to choose what qualities you want from your board of directors. Now, again, it doesn't mean you're trying to change the person. You see that this person has these qualities, and boy, are they attractive to you. Okay, so maybe some challenging qualities, some you might want to steer away from: arrogance, someone that's unmotivated, someone that's disrespectful, someone that's insensitive, someone that's pessimistic. Man, how many of those are in our lives? Someone that's constantly judgmental, someone that's dishonest, someone that's rigid, someone that's negligent, someone that is irresponsible, right? All of those things are things that maybe make the list of who you don't want to be on your board of directors, who you don't want to be in your starting five. So I want you to write that list down and then start to think about who those people would be. And as you think that, think about the ones like, so let's say, for example, you've got four or five that came to mind. Do those four or five that you currently have in your life on a regular basis, do they match with those qualities? Because you might want to make some changes. You know, starting lineups don't always stay the same. People do get removed from boards. People do rotate on boards. You might need to have a rotation and bring somebody else in and rotate somebody else off. Okay? If you're running the business, it might be time to have a serious conversation. If someone is dragging your business down because they're pessimistic every day, you might want to have a conversation, and maybe they don't belong in that business anymore. Right? So make sure you do some due diligence. Go through, assess, reassess who that starting five is, and make sure that's who you want those people to be. And then I want you to actually write them down. You know, write those people down and say, this is who I consider as my board of directors. I am actively choosing and continuing to choose this board. I am actively looking for them to pour into my life just like I'm going to pour into their lives. And it's probably time, if you haven't, to have that conversation and say, you know what, I just really appreciate you. I want you to know that you're in my starting five. You're in my top five. I consider you on my board of directors. And it doesn't matter if they don't consider you on their board of directors. That's okay. That's up to them. It's their board of directors. So don't get offended by that. If somebody says, oh, well, you're not on my board. I mean, probably these people are going to match up, right? And he gives some examples of kind of who's on his board. I mean, one, he talks about his dad. They've got a great relationship. And then he goes through and he talks about two or three people, four people, five people that have just poured into him and have aligned with him throughout his, you know, Olympic career, throughout his life. And it's the same thing with you. Who are those people that either are already there, have already aligned with you, or who you would love to align with? Man, that can help change your world. That can help change your life, because your outlook each and every day can change when you have someone that's helping hold you accountable. It can change when you have someone you can bounce an idea off of and you don't have to worry about being judged. You don't have to worry about what they say back to you, because you know that they have your best interests in mind and you have their best interests in mind. All right, so take some time this week. Develop your board of directors. Develop that starting five. And we'll see how you progress as you go. All right, I think this is really, really important for somebody listening out there. Listen, you guys have a great week. Reach out to me if you need me. I've got room, believe it or not, for one coaching client. So if you'd love some one-on-one coaching with me, reach out to me at drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. And would love to hop on a call and get coaching today. And let's figure out where you need to be so you can move forward and so you're not in the same situation you were this time last year. Take care, everyone. Have a great week. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.